Welcome to the Momming Awesomely podcast, where moms like you can be empowered to rid yourself of mom guilt and shame and learn to embrace your imperfections and let your awesomeness shine. And now, here's your host, licensed therapist, mom coach, and mom of two, Cheryl Putt. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me. This is episode 3 of the Momming Awesomely podcast. And today our topic is dealing with the holiday blahs. And I'm going to be sharing with you 5 quick tips. Now, this podcast is made from a live that I did on Momming Awesomely page on Facebook. And so hopefully you will enjoy it. And if you want to see my face while I talk about this important topic, please feel free to also hop over to facebook.com and go to the Momming Awesomely page where you will be able to see me there. Thank you very much for listening and talk to you soon. Hey, everybody. This is Cheryl Putt here from Momming Awesomely. Hopefully you guys are doing well. I cannot believe it is almost 6 days left before Christmas. 6 more shopping days. Who has their shopping done? I, for one, have a few things that I have left to do, and I even have things that I have to mail out. So wish me luck in getting those things out there. I wanted to come on today to talk to you guys about the holiday blahs. I've noticed that there have been a lot of people walking around just not really feeling like it's Christmas. Everybody that I've talked to personally and professionally, so many people feel like it just doesn't have that seasonal, you know, holiday feeling. And I was trying to speculate on what are some of the reasons. Well, a lot of my friends, actually our kids are all still in school, and maybe yours are too. So they don't even get out of school till Friday. And then Christmas is the following Monday. So it feels like a regular week, whereas in past years, we've had a little bit more time. So that's kind of a little odd, feels a little bit off. The other thing is that we've sort of been inundated with Christmas decorations and things like that since, well, before Halloween. So it has taken away the luster of having that Christmas spirit, that special time of year, because it's been around for 3 months. One of the other things that I was thinking about is that I had noticed a lot of postings from people over Thanksgiving about dealing with their in-laws or their family members and feeling like they kind of wanted to boycott Christmas because those family connections and visits and things didn't go well, brought up a lot of strife, and people are just not feeling like connecting with others. Whatever the reason, I don't really know. There could be many things put together. I myself am finding a difficult time this year because I've just had a difficult year and things are still kind of going on. And so that's another reason why I just don't really feel in the spirit of celebrating, and which is totally odd for me because I absolutely love Christmas. I love Christmas music. I love going and seeing the lights. I love decorating. I love baking, all of that stuff. And this year, I just really haven't cared about it very much. So I've been thinking about things that I do and I help other people do on a normal basis to help get them out of a funk. And I thought these 5 tips might be helpful for you guys for the holiday season, because traditionally anyway, this is a time where a lot of people's depression increases, suicide rates are up. And please, by all means, if at all you are feeling overly depressed, suicidal, or just wanting to hurt yourself, please, please, please reach out to your local hotline. You can always, even if you're not suicidal, but you're cutting or things like that, you can still call suicide hotlines and just talk to someone. Just get those feelings out. Do not hold them in. And if you feel like you really just can't handle things, call 911. That's what they're there for. They're not just there to put out fires and to, you know, help you if you've fallen down the stairs or had a heart attack. They are there also for emotional emergencies. So I wanted to make sure to plug that. So here are my five tips for dealing with the holiday blahs. So the first one is to let go of perfection, let go of your perfect expectations for what the holiday should bring. I'm actually currently reading a book right now, which I'll share a book review later on when I finish it, about kind of this very thing, you know, letting go of the things that we are overly striving for, let's say. Sometimes we can work really, really hard for something that's never going to happen. And that's part of our culture, our society, is to just keep working hard, keep going, never give up. But sometimes it's detrimental to not give up. So especially when it comes to wanting perfection, wanting that, you know, special holiday, light up like Clark Griswold. Now he did finally get what he wanted after he put in all of his work, but essentially, you know, it had a huge cost, right? So letting go of the perfection, doing what you can do and loving what you've done, loving each step of the way so that you're not going for the 1,000%, but as you know, create what your holiday festivity or decorations or whatever it is, find joy in each little thing that you are adding to, as opposed to waiting to add joy when it gets to perfection, because chances are it's not going to. Okay. So let go of that perfection and enjoy what you have. Number two, acknowledge and release your own feelings, right? It's okay to not feel good. It's okay to not feel good around the holidays. Sure, there are people that are walking around and they're singing and they're smiling and happy, but I guarantee you that they also have things going on in their lives that aren't that great. And maybe for you, you're one of those people where you can still enjoy the season, even though life is bringing you difficulties, but not all of us can do that. And so acknowledge that. Be, you know, allow yourself to have your feelings. You don't have to pretend to be something that you're not. Once you acknowledge it, release it. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. Yes, it's a tough time. Yes, things are not going the way that you want. And you can allow yourself to feel good. A lot of times we like to wallow in our pain, right? But it's okay to let yourself feel good. So how do you release those things? How do you acknowledge it? You can do that through journaling, doing expressive arts, and that could just be coloring, really, or drawing a picture. It doesn't matter. It's not about how well you draw. It's about getting the feelings out. Talking to other people, whether it be friends, family members, a therapist, you know, whoever you feel comfortable talking to, as I mentioned, talking to a therapist, also engaging in tapping. That will be a post for later on, but tapping is, there's a lot of great, YouTube videos. I'm blanking on the guy's name right now. I'll try to put it in the comments, but, there's a lot of great YouTube videos where, you can do tapping to help you kind of get through emotions. But really, even just saying it to yourself out loud to yourself, I feel like crap this Christmas. I don't feel like celebrating. I don't feel like being happy-go-lucky. And then just saying, but it's okay because I can still be with the family and I can, you know, look for things that will bring me enjoyment, will help me feel better. Throughout this next 10 days.
during this Christmas, I've watched Elf, and that's helped me feel really good because I can laugh. It makes me laugh even when I don't feel like laughing. And then that lifts my spirits up a little bit. And I will say, there was a movement quite some time ago where I think it was called the laughter movement, and people were just supposed to laugh, just start making the laughing sound, and then and it would uplift your spirits. And the odd thing, if you've ever tried this, the odd thing is you actually start laughing for real because it just feels so silly, especially when you're doing it with other people. And then you release those endorphins and you do end up feeling good. So maybe just laughing, right, can be helpful. Number four, give to others, donate, volunteer, that Secret Santa thing. It doesn't have to be just to your friends. Maybe you know a family who's in need, or maybe you know somebody who's also really struggling through the holiday and could really use a pick-me-up. Drop it off on their doorstep. You can be anonymous, or you can let them know who it's from. Go down to the shelters. They always need volunteers, not just during the holiday time. But going out and doing something for someone else, giving of your time, giving of your attention, can feel good. And, donating things that to people who actually need them. Maybe you don't need things anymore, certain things, or you don't want certain things anymore, but donating them to others, brings a really good feeling. I guess it kind of feels counterintuitive that, when we receive something we like, we feel good, but we actually also feel probably even more good when we can give, and especially when we know the impact of our actions. So, going out, doing some charity work, doing some giving, that can also help with your holiday blahs. And number five, connect with others. Getting together with others that bring you joy. Getting together with others who you feel comfortable with, who you know that you're going to have a good time with. And this is a hard one for people who are feeling depressed, out of sorts. They don't want to be Debbie Downer. They don't want to have to talk about how they're not feeling that great. They don't really feel like lying about it, and quite honestly, probably don't want to get out of your jammies and get out of the house. But if you can even invite someone over and have a pajama party, but getting together with people that bring out the best in you, that you can either talk things over with and not feel bad about, conversations that you're having or how you're feeling. Or getting together with others who just know how to say the right thing. Those can be pe those people can help you bring up your holiday blahs. And again, it's so normal. There are so many people who just have a difficult time during the holidays, and there's nothing wrong with that. That is human. We cannot all be happy. And if I can bring in a movie reference, look what happened when joy tried to get rid of sadness. You have to have all of your emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, otherwise it doesn't work. So hopefully these five tips will help. Feel free to let me know, add in any other tips that you have for dealing with the holiday blahs and helping yourself or others feel better. And with that, I will leave you with this hope for having a somewhat enjoyable or awesome holiday. I hope that you give and get all the things that you would love to do, to give and get, to give and receive. Spend time with your loved ones. And if you are far from your loved ones, you can spend time with them through video chat, phone, something, but just connect with them. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but as long as you're there for each other. And with that, I bid you adieu. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.